Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. A Māori economist says changes to benefit rules are creating a class system amongst beneficiaries and pensioners. From April 1st, some benefits have become fixed to inflation rather than median wage growth. That means the amount paid for job seeker support, sole parent support, youth benefits and long-term hospital patient support will be more volatile year to year. Peter Fraser says it effectively downgrades non-superannuates.
And I want to be really, really clear about this because they've only done it to some benefits. For example, national superannuation, they have totally left untouched. So what we've actually set up here is a situation that if you are on what the government calls the main benefit, you are a second class beneficiary because you get indexed in a different way.
Peter Fraser. The Education Review Office says a rise in disruptive behaviour in classrooms shows the need for more support for teachers, students and their whānau. Deputy Chief Executive Ruth Shinoda says interviews with principals and teachers in the second half of last year indicated the problem was getting worse, with high anxiety levels post-COVID and the use of technology cited as factors. Half the teachers reported they were considering leaving the profession if the situation didn't improve.
Half of principals say that when they really need expert support, they can't access it easily. So we're saying we need to support our schools more so that teachers and principals and also the students get the support they need when they need it.
Ruth Shinoda says the study did capture good practice as happening in some schools, with the ERO trying to share that information with other schools across the country. The chair of Te Tai Tokerau Iwi Māori Partnership Board says the boards will need a boost in resources if they are to be effective after the demise of Te Aka Whaora. Responsibility for the staff and functions of the Māori Health Authority is being officially handed over to Te Whatuora Health New Zealand at a pōwhiri at Pupitea Marae in Wellington today. Tereki Stewart says Health Minister Shane Reti has promised to give the boards commissioning power, but they're waiting to see how that may work.
The problem at the moment is there isn't a lot of detail around this and there is no funding. There's particular skill sets that sit alongside that. You know, you can't just pull in people off the street and ask them to do commissioning, you know, and it's going to be very hard for the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards to actually perform those roles.
Tereki Stewart. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!